Welcome to A Kindred Moment with Cheryl Giesbrecht.
I want to remember God's promises are enough to help me stand firm and look forward to my future. So today, I will stand on His promises. Grief can change us when we let it and we lean into our personal grief. And this means to grieve our own grief and to let our grief take us where it will. We can't go around, over, under, but we can put effort into moving through our grief. Won't you stand with me? Here's some promises to stand on. Psalm 34:18, God heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. Ecclesiastes 7:1, the day you die is better than the day you are born. Isaiah 57:1 and 2, the righteous pass away. The godly often die before their time, and no one seems to care or wonder why. No one seems to understand that God is protecting them from the evil to come. For the godly who die will rest in peace. John 14:2, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. Finally, Revelation 21:4, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will pass away. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for eternal life. Thank you for allowing us to know without a shadow of doubt that you are preparing a place for us. Heal our broken hearts, bind up our wounds. Thank you that you provide peace, comfort, and hope. May we freely give to others what you have so generously given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining author, speaker, radio personality Cheryl Giesbrecht for A Kindred Moment. For information on Cheryl's ministry or her book, Get Back Up, Trusting God When Life Knocks You Down, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.